TED Audio Collective.
This TED Talk features science communicator and poker champion Liv Burry, recorded live at TED 2018.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
So I'm a professional poker player, and today I want to talk about three things that the game have taught me around decision-making that I find apply to everyday life. Now, the first of these things is about luck. Now, like poker, life is also a game of skill and luck. And when it comes to the biggest things we care about, health, wealth, and relationships, these outcomes don't only depend on the quality of our decision-making, but also the role of life's dice. For example, we can be perfectly health conscious and still get unlucky with something like cancer. Or we can smoke 20 a day and live to a ripe old age. And this kind of ambiguity can make it hard for us to know how good our strategies are sometimes, especially when we're experiencing a lot of success. For example, back in 2010, I won a really big poker tournament known as the European Poker Tour. And because I'd only been playing full-time for about a year, when I won, I assumed I must be rather brilliant. In fact, I thought I was so brilliant that I not only got rather lazy with studying the game, but I also got more risky, started playing in the biggest tournaments I could against the very best in the world. And then my profit graph went from a thing of beauty to something kind of sad, with this worrying downhill trend for a long time, until I finally realized that I was overestimating my skill level and got my act together. And this kind of reminds me of what we've been seeing in the cryptocurrency space, at least in 2017, where the only thing that's been going up faster than the markets themselves were the number of senior investment specialists who've been appearing out of nowhere. Now, I'm not saying it's not possible to have a strategic edge, but at the same time, it's very easy to feel like a genius when you're in a market that's going up so fast that even the worst strategies are making a profit. So when we're experiencing success, it's important to take a moment to really ask ourselves how much of it is truly down to us, because our egos love to downplay the luck factor when we're winning. Now, a second thing poker taught me is the importance of quantifying my thinking. When you're playing, you can't just get away with going, they're probably bluffing. That's just going to lose you a bunch of money, because poker is a game of probabilities and precision. And so you have to train yourself to think in numbers. So now, whenever I catch myself thinking vaguely about something really important, like, it's unlikely I'll forget what I want to say in my TED talk, I now try to estimate it numerically. Trust me, it helps a lot with the planning process. And the thing is, almost anything that could possibly happen here today or at any point in the future can also be expressed as a probability too. So now I also try to speak in numbers as well. So if someone asks me, hey, Liv, do you think you're going to come along to that thing tonight? Instead of just saying to them, yeah, probably, I'll actually give them my best estimate, say 60%. Because I know it sounds a little odd, but the thing is, I ran a poll on Twitter of what people understand the word probably to mean, and this was the spread of answers. Enormous. So apparently, it's absolutely useless at actually conveying any real information. So if you guys catch yourselves using these vague words like probably or sometimes, try instead using numbers, because when we speak in numbers, we know what lands in the other person's brain. Now, a third thing I want to touch on today is intuition. How often have you seen these kind of inspirational memes in your Facebook feed? They're nice, right? It's lovely. Yes, trust your soul. Well, they're terrible advice. These are some of the best poker players in the world right now. Do they look like people who live purely off feelings and intuitions? Look at them. Obviously, these guys are about slow, careful analysis. And that's because the game has outgrown the days where pure street smarts and people reading can get you to the top. And that's because our intuitions aren't nearly as perfect as we'd like to believe. I mean, it'd be great whenever we're in a tough spot to just have an answer appear to us from some magical source of inspiration. But in reality, our gut is extremely vulnerable to all kinds of wishful thinking and biases. So then, what is our gut good for? Well, all the studies I've read conclude that it's best suited for everyday things that we have lots and lots of experience in, like how we just know that our friend is mad at us before we've even said anything to them, or whether we can fit our car into a tight parking spot. But when it comes to the really big stuff, like what's our career path going to be, or who should we marry, why should we assume that our intuitions are better calibrated for these than slow, proper analysis? I mean, they don't have any data to be based off. So my third lesson is, while we shouldn't ignore our intuitions, we shouldn't overprivilege them either. And I'd like to summarize these three lessons today with my own set of memes, with more of a poker player twist. Success is sweetest when you achieve it across a large sample size. Your gut is your friend, and so is a cost-benefit analysis. The future is unknown, but you can damn well try and estimate it. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.